everything's at least at the moment in well order here, right?
As long as everybody just stays calm, we'll get her done. And I think we'll get it all done.
So what are your thoughts on this session altogether?
Very productive. Ethics bill, limits on property tax. Hopefully in the next hour or so you'll see a job creation bill, clawback for the first time in history. The company doesn't fulfill the job requirements. We can call back that money that we gave. A lot of good things like that. So I think it's been a very productive session. If all goes according to schedule, which it appears so far it will.
What led to the breakthrough in a deal on the unemployment insurance, which looked like they continued to stall day after day here recently?
Well, we finally, I think there was a recognition that time was just running out of time. It was time to do it. And we had really agreed in principle yesterday, but every now and then things just get a little unclear, and the clearness started to show through.
Was the clearness,
so time helped.
Was the clearness not having the potential of a second year delay?
I think that was helpful. No question, it was helpful.
And you guys had to give up the stiff as a part of that? Is that kind of what it came down to?
Well, they never actually ever agreed to the stiff, but we tried. You don't always get what you want.
How are schools making out here?
They'll get a little better help. As you know, we finally got that free to go. We'll get a little bit of extra help, $40, $50 million help. Of course, that's difficult when you've been cut $500 million, but $50 not.
Was there anything this session that you would have liked to have gotten to that just didn't happen?
I think we got what we needed to go forward. This was a short session. I think, number one, we got the job creation, and that's good. It was a very good thing. No, I think we did work on all the areas we hoped to. And mission... Yes, I believe it was.
Oh, I interrupted you. You started to say...
Mission accomplished, but I shouldn't say that until we sine die. The end.
So what do you think this all means, because this is an election year, and once you folks are officially out of here, all the campaign stuff starts?
Well, I just want to get through tonight, and then I'll... And if we get through tonight, that'll be a good thing for everybody in Indiana. Whatever their beliefs are, whatever their party faithful is.
It looked like for a moment you were threatening to concur on that education bill, or at least contemplating it. Did that have any effect on the negotiations there?
Well, as you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so those who beheld that would have to give you that. I do think it sparked interest.
Sparked the discussion back up?
I think I might have been helpful. There's all kinds of little things and sometimes big things that work and don't work. But I just think the fact that we all came together is a very good thing.
At what point did you guys see the light at the end of the tunnel and realize it wasn't a train?
That was a good one. I got to think if I can answer that in locomotive terminology.
Just whatever comes to mind.
Well, I don't think we were ever thrown off track. And sometimes it went a little slower than others. And I think we all decided to ride the same car once we got together. And the traveling was a lot easier.
Mr. Speaker, you didn't end up doing anything about gambling issues. Do you expect those issues to come back next year?
Yes. I think the problem there is... It's like the effects of some of the things happening in other states and the competition and things that are going on may take a little more time to make it considered more of an emergency.
Does the gambling industry need to be a little more together in what they're backing, or does that not matter?
Well, I think that some of the competition among them might have hurt them. I don't think they the same track.
How about township
government? So to speak.
How about township government reform? Expect that back again?
You know, it was a little bit of a disappointment. You know, we thought that was a good compromise. It came out of here about 90-some votes and let the people decide whether they want a township trustee and board. And I was a little surprised that the Senate killed it.
Who's the biggest winner of this session? Who's the biggest loser?
The people were the biggest winner. Ugliness was the biggest loser because beauty now reigns.
The House Democrats originally estimated the jobs plan would make 60,000 jobs. Is there a revised estimate now that you've come to a compromise?
Well, I think there were a few things that we got most of it in there, so I think we probably earned 40 to 50,000. And you got to remember, we also sent over some creative projects across the way. There's a private road in northern Indiana. There's a possibility of a bridge in southern Indiana. And so there's probably another 10,000 jobs. So we might be over 50, 60 in that realm.
How much leeway did you give the governor in deciding whether to use the job incentives that are in the bill?
How much leeway?
Yeah, can
oversight
you decide not to?
I think so. I think one of the most powerful provisions, though, in there is the clawback. That was noted that some of the jobs that these companies said they were going to create didn't create and got some incentives. And I think that inspired, we had the clawback language sent over before that, but that announcement made all branches understand, and both the Senate and the House understand that clawback was a pretty good idea. And that's a pretty powerful victory for the people, because if a company doesn't create the jobs it says it will, and they get this incentive money, now we can bring it back.
So you think it'll be bigger next year?
I'm sure gonna see if I can make that possible.
Can you comment on how negotiations progressed on the Ward County stiff?
I think that Russ Stillwell did his darnest to get that and worked to the very end. They just weren't going to give the amount necessary that the developers were telling him he needed.
Did you all offer Republicans a 2-year delay in exchange for the Ward County stiff?
Well, I can't say that was exactly what we ever got to, because they never offered a real amount that would get there. So there was some things like that dangled, but that wasn't, no, I can't say that was an exact thing. But when they never got to the amount of money that was necessary to really do anything.
It's $50 million.
Yeah, they just stuck at that level and never went above it, and we were told they had to go higher. But you got to remember, $500 million in exchange for $50 million, and when you really needed more, you just never had got there. But we tried. I think it's a good idea, a great idea, and we would like to have added it to our job creation list.
Great, thanks. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Okay.